I have some ideas of how to go about building a building an effective development team. When you look at the relationship between the developers on a team and also between your dev team and your test team, there are certain personalities that really stand out. And the thing to remember is that people on the team are people, and they have to communicate with each other, and they suffer all the normal problems that people have when they're communicating. So when I think of building my team, it starts by reminding me of an old guitar player joke, where you say, okay, what do you call a guy who hangs out with three musicians? The drummer. Right, so the guitar players are looking down on the drummer, and they're thinking, this guy's not a real musician, we're the musicians. But if you didn't have the drummer in the band, you'd totally lose the beat, and they'd be all over the place, and it'd be a mess. If the band was all drummers, they'd have a great beat, but it wouldn't be very musical. Right. You need to have all the elements and all the musicians in the band in order for it to be cohesive and have a good groove and make some really good music. And a development team is the same way. You need to have the guy who is really good at double-checking his work, really good at double-checking everyone else's work, really good at doing schedules. You need to have the guy who is good at, this is a really vague, ambiguous problem. We don't have a clear answer, and there's competing interests in it, and he's able to listen to the various sides of the story and come up with some good directional answers. But maybe that's not the person who's going to really spit and polish the schedule and make sure you're going to deliver on time. You need to have the person who goes really deep. The engineer who you give a specific, really hard problem like a security stack to. And, they don't care about all the other stuff that's going on, but they can go deep and they can get that piece of code perfect. You need the person who maybe they don't go deep all the time, but they sit at a high level and they survey all the technologies across the team and make sure they fit together. Now, the challenge is that these different people are bringing different skills to the table, and they probably don't appreciate the other people. Right? Everyone has this tendency where you say, okay, well, I'm good at this, and everyone else should be good at the same thing I'm good at, and they're not, so they suck. Right? And part of my job as a development manager is I keep them from beating each other up. Right? If they appreciate each other and they say, okay, well, you are better at the schedule than I am, so I'm going to ask for your help. That works really well. And trying to get the people to leverage each other's skills instead of complaining about each other's weaknesses is what really makes the dev team coherent and more effective than it could be.
Right.
And we spend, especially at Microsoft, we spend so much time on process and getting our tools in place to track all the bugs, and here's the rules, I'm making a check-in, and then we neglect the part about getting communications down, getting people to work well that way. It gets even more so when you're talking about dev and test teams, because the testers are people who are, a good tester is someone who's really good at telling you what's wrong. The devs tend to be really good at coming up with solutions, and they tend to get mad at each other because of it, but they shouldn't. They should be leveraging each other's skills. It's kind of hard to do, but if you get it working right, then you increase your effectiveness a lot.